Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to the book of 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 5. Last week, we began a new series called The Joy of Faith, and we want to continue with that. 1 Peter 1:5 says, you're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice. Everybody say greatly rejoice.
Greatly rejoice.
You greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. They were going through some serious stuff. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8. Whom having not seen, you love. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, or we'd probably say expected, and is the evidence of what? Things not seen. If you can see it and feel it, you can't be in faith about it. I've heard people say, well, how can I believe I've got something I can't see? Well, how can you believe you've got something you can see? Well, it's there, but that's not believing. You're seeing it. You're touching it. It's too late for faith. The only way you could believe it is if you don't see it yet. Hold your place right there. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8, are you there? Romans 8, verse 24. Says, we are saved by hope. I said, I thought we were saved by faith. We are. They're both true. You hear some foolish people say, well, see there, Bible contradicts itself. There's a lot of things you don't know. If you understood it, you wouldn't think it contradicted itself. If you have faith, you have hope. Someone said, didn't you say it backwards? No. No, I said it right. Well, doesn't hope come first? No, it doesn't. Desire comes first. But Bible hope is the product of faith.
Yeah, that's right.
Bible hope is confident expectation of something. And the reason you're so confidently expecting it is because you believe it. You're fully persuaded of it. And so your expectation is resting on the foundation of your persuasion.
Right. Yes.
That's right. Amen. We're saved by hope. What does that mean? Are you expecting when you die, the Lord tarries his coming and you leave this body before he comes back, are you expecting to slip out of your body and go to be with Jesus?
Yes.
Go see your loved ones that have already gone on. Go see your place that they've built for you.
Yes.
If the Lord, you stay until he returns, are you expecting the trumpet to sound and the Lord to come, hallelujah, with the clouds of the ones he's bringing back and the dead in Christ to rise and you and I be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye?
Yes.
Are you expecting that?
Yes.
If you're saved, you are expecting that.
Yes.
That's hope.
Yes.
It hasn't happened yet. Why are you expecting that? Because you believe. You are fully persuaded that Jesus died on the cross, paid for your sins, rose from the dead. You're persuaded this Bible is true. And when it says he's coming back, he's coming back. And it says when you die, you leave your body and go to be with him. It's true. That's why you're expecting it, is because you believe it.
Amen.
Faith and hope are inseparable. Faith and expectation. If you believe something, you're expecting it. Faith is not seen and not yet in this realm. So being in faith puts you in a state of expecting.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're expecting everything to work out.
Yeah.
Expecting to have everything we need.
Yeah.
Why aren't we expecting that? It's simply based on what the Lord told us.
Yeah.
In His Word and by His Spirit. Mm-hmm. So there's a persuasion that causes us to expect. We're saved by that expectation, that hope. And that expectation that is seen is not expectation or hope. For what a man sees, why does he have hope for it? If you see it, can you expect it? It's too late to expect it. You're looking at it. Keep reading. If we hope or expect that we see not, then do we with patience or perseverance wait for it. That's one reason I said we're not setting dates. We're not setting deadlines. If it's right to do it, we're going to stay with it until we get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever it takes, the Lord will show us, right?
Yeah.
How will all that work? I don't have to know how.
That's right.
Just take steps. Whatever it is you're believing for,
yes,
you're going to expect and be persuaded until you see it.
Yes.
Until you feel it. Yes. If you already had it and felt it and saw it, you wouldn't have to believe for it.
That's right.
That's what faith is all about. I know one of the first things Phyllis and I believed for, we were struggling a little bit. It hadn't happened right away. And what did he say? Read this verse again. Verse 25. For if we hope, expect, for that we see not, then do we with what?
Patience.
That word also means perseverance. It's talking about persistence. Hanging in there. Staying with it. Do we wait for it? And the Lord dealt with me. We were a couple of years into the ministry and in Bible school and believing for every lunch, every tank of gas, every pair of socks. And anyway, something hadn't happened yet. And I'm thinking, am I doing something wrong? Or what else do I need to do? And why isn't it working? Why would you say that? Why have you decided it's not working? Well, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you believe it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The enemy, he works overtime. This is a very simple thing.
Yeah.
But the enemy works overtime confusing people.
Yes,
and there's a temptation to walk by sight.
Yeah.
But we walk
by faith.
Not
by
sight. Come on, somebody say it out loud. I walk. By faith, not by sight. See, if you're walking by sight, what's the deal? You're not walking by faith.
No.
Now, sight includes all the natural senses.
Yes.
Covers all of them. What I see, don't see, feel, don't feel. People say, well, I still don't feel healed. That's exactly why you need to believe it.
Yes.
I still don't see the money. I still don't have the money to pay my bills, which is exactly why you need to believe it.
Yes, amen.
If you already see it, it's too late to believe it.
Yes.
If you already felt it, it's too late for faith.
Yeah.
And what is it that pleases God?
Amen.
That it's impossible to please Him without it. So in our minds, we might tend to think, again, the airplane deal. This is something that's been a bigger thing for us to believe for right now. We might think that in a few weeks, whatever, and we got that plane sitting in the hangar, that, praise God, then that would please the Lord. Actually, the part that pleases Him the most is right now. Right now. That's what pleases Him. It's when we believe it, even though we don't see it. Well, do you want to please God or not? Well, is He more pleased when you see it, when you touch it, when the symptoms leave, when you got the money in the bank?
No.
Or is He more pleased when you believe you do
and
you can't see how it could happen?
Amen.
That's what pleases Him. Do we want to please Him?
Yes.
And yet your flesh will rebel against walking by faith.
Amen.
Have you ever experienced this?
Oh, yeah.
Your flesh? Because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable for your flesh. Well, where's it going to come from? How's it going to happen? Well, they told me it couldn't work. They told me it was too late. They told me it couldn't be healed. They told me this is too much. They told me this is, can't happen. So how? And so if you're going to step out and believe anyway, in spite of all that, you have to overcome what you feel. You have to act like Abraham, who was fully persuaded. And he considered not Sarah's body and his own body, but was fully persuaded. Hallelujah. That what God said, he was well able to perform. Hallelujah. And so he gave glory to God by his faith. His faith is what pleased the Lord. When we stepped out to build these churches, what pleased God the most is when we didn't have it. And yet we're believing it. And we're saying we're going to do it. You know, once we get it built and get it done, get it paid for, you know, then a lot of times people shout and go, boy, here's the celebration. Well, no. God celebrated way back. Because this, it's here, you're in it, it's paid for, it takes no faith at all.
Amen.
What pleases him is when your toes are in the Red Sea and Pharaoh's horse is breathing down the back of your neck. And you're going, where in the world are we going to go? What? There ain't nowhere to go. Ain't nowhere to go. And God says, move forward.
Amen.
And you remember the priest would step into the water and other folks would come in. And you know, if the current's strong, it could just wash them all away. But they stepped right on into there. There and in the crossing of the Jordan, stepped right on into there like they're going somewhere. Yeah. And that's when the waters rolled back.
Yes.
That's when miracles happen. Dr. Lillian B. Yeoman said in her one of her books on healing, she said, God delights in his children stepping out over the aching void with nothing underneath their feet except the Word of God. But after all, what's the earth hanging on? We act like that's such a big thing, but what's our whole solar system? What's the whole universe? All things are upheld by the word of his power. There is nothing more secure you can step on other than the word of God.
Amen.
Everything else is temporary and fading away and going away. But when you're standing on the word of God, heaven and earth will pass away. But that word can never fail and will never pass away.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me